Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael back here with the Faith and Freedom Friday. Faith and Freedom Friday, love it in Phoenix. Of course, it's cooling down now. I think it might even be below 109 now. It'll be great. How about that energy? Hey, good time to start investing in energy. Yes, because you can pay yourself as you're using your air conditioning system. Before we went to the break, I was mentioning it's Independence Day coming up. I played a clip from Joe on the beach, a common man, and asked him, a young lady asked him, what is this Independence Day all about? This young lady, by the way, the reason I had her ask the questions and ask people questions on the street is people are more likely, of course, to answer questions to a young lady than they are to a surly, a crazy, scary guy like myself. So I sent her out there. But the year before, I'd asked people what they knew what we were celebrating on 4th of July. And, I mean, these guys were just sitting around waiting for the fireworks show. They couldn't answer the question. They had no, literally, really didn't have an idea what it was about. So what I did is one of the people that I asked was this young lady. And she said, oh, I said, she told me what it was. It's Independence Day, that we celebrate the independence, where the colonies, wrote the Declaration of Independence. I said, is there anything that, is in there that you've heard, that you know? We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal. She goes, she just rattled it off. I thought, whoa, this 16-year-old knew what she was talking about. It turned out she's homeschooled. What's up with that? What's up? Maybe that's all they do in the bubble is read the Declaration of Independence. But so what I did is the next year they're out on the beach. I said, hey, I'd like you to interview people. So she interviewed Joe. And that was really neat when Joe was explaining how it was from those Independence Day. The flag was still there, the steel ships and the Japs and all that kind of stuff. Thank you, Joe. I'll be playing another clip from some high school graduates the very next year. I interviewed some graduates of local high school. And I think just about every one of them that I was interviewing had actually just finished a government class. So it'll be interesting to see what they had to say. Before I went to the break, I was reading from something that those who wrote the Declaration of Independence, they were familiar with this preacher named Samuel West. And so I'm going to read what Samuel West was communicating to those who drafted the Declaration of Independence. What was their mindset? How could they justify rebellion? What's going on there? Here's another quote from Samuel West in his treatise, The Right to Rebel. He said, the same principles which oblige us to submit to government do equally oblige us to resist tyranny. So what I'm doing is trying to evaluate how can you justify a Declaration of Independence? How can a Christian on a this is pre-constitution, but it was still, you'll see, if you read the Declaration of Independence, they considered themselves already the United States. But how can they justify, from a Christian worldview, a rebellion? Samuel West had said, I read this earlier, he says, while if a magistrate is operating properly, he says that they ought to be religiously and conscientiously obeyed. But then later he says, on the same principles which oblige us to submit to government do equally oblige us to resist tyranny. Number here is 277-5369, 277-5369, that's 277-KFNX. Toll free 866-536-1100. The same principles which oblige us to submit to government do equally oblige us to resist tyranny. Now we hear the word tyranny. What? What's tyranny? It's a cute word. I think on the Virginia flag, it's sic semper tyrannis. You know, that's what we're going to do to tyrants in the common man way of translating there. So what is a tyrant? What is tyranny? Well, I checked it out. What is tyranny? Do I know the meaning of tyranny? I looked it up. Essentially, a good way of expressing what tyranny is the exercise of power without authority to do so. Now, that's a heady thing. You've just killed your brain cells. It's hot enough already. It's just lowering to 108.5 degrees. And David is giving me the stuff to think about when my brain's about to explode. Tyranny is the exercise of power without authority. So you see somebody with a badge and they're doing something and you go, you know, that just seems unjust. You know, I really love these guys. They're there to protect and serve. And I've got their back, you know. But what they're doing right now just seems not right. I'll submit to it, though. Well, sometimes what happens is they're doing something, they're exercising their power, and they're actually not obeying the law. In America, the founders understood that they came from the laws of England were such that they were a nation of laws and not mere men. Just because somebody was propped into power did not mean they had the absolute discretion to do anything they felt like doing. They had to obey Almighty God because they were his servant. And Almighty God had put some things in the Bible. And if they weren't in the Bible, you did what made sense. It's part of the love God and love your neighbor as yourself. You can fake it and figure out what the right thing to do is. But then if it gets a little bit tricky, well, how do we get everybody dealing together properly? We have this little government we set up. They make statutes. They make codes that we can apply some rules that, you know, the Lord God Almighty doesn't really care how we work it out as long as we love him and love our neighbor as ourselves. So we have these little statutes. Now, when somebody writes a statute under the proper authority and then somebody carries it out, they're a minister of Almighty God for our good. But as soon as they start doing their own thing, they act like their own king in their own place. They are now exercising power without authority. Now, it sounds kind of like I've got this libertine spirit about me. And this is the Faith and Freedom Show, where I'm using these issues of the day and these concepts, these things that we forget and really don't understand because it's really not being taught in American civics class. That's part of our ongoing troubles, why we're so confused. And there's why there's so much discontent in the nation instead of substantive discourse that is has a effect of building our society. So I'm going to engage these things in such a way so we get back to the founding principles. And I think ultimately if we get back to the things that our founders understood to be true, they had a preconceived understanding of what the truth was, that we as men are fallen, and unless Almighty God changes our hearts and puts us on a path of doing right because he's living through us and giving us the motivation, unless we get fixed in that way, we're going to do those things that are wrong and we're going to be just hurting the daylights out of our neighbor. And society is going to run amok. And those who are guilty and the innocent will just have a really rotten time. They're not going to be pursuing happiness while they're here on earth. So that's why they instituted government. So if we would get back to those perspectives and start remembering that laws are there to hold in check those who are doing wrong and not to put a burden on those who are doing right. And I think if we get back and see how that is exercised and how it plays ourselves out, I think what we're going to do is the effect it has on me is I step back and I go, oh my goodness, we didn't evolve. We're not a bunch of dysfunctional amoebas whose DNA ran amok and have just kept our little bodies in the box of a human being. We're not that way. We're actually like created in the image of God and we've got a fallen nature. And there's a redeeming program. There's a plan. And you know what? If we would apply the truth in our life and carry it out, it's going to affect everybody. It's going to affect our neighbor. It's going to affect our radio show. It's going to affect Phoenix. So this is David Allen Carmichael. I'm going to engage these things on, yes, a constitutional basis, because we forget what the silly thing said. A biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. Of course, if I quote the master of the truth here, Jesus said, he is the way, the truth, and life. Nobody comes to the Father through him. And he said, if you abide in my words, you're my disciples indeed. You'll know the truth. Truth will make you free. Yes, Faith and Freedom Show. Check me out on the web, preservativetalkradio.com. We're going to come back. We're going to play a clip from some high schoolers who have completed government class. We're going to see what they think in America once they've been trained in American government. And, of course, you can check us out on the web at preservativetalkradio.com. And, of course, you can give us a call, 277-5369, 277-5369, or toll-free, 866-536-1100. And hopefully you guys will just cool off, chill out, relax. Imagine that it's 107.5, and we'll be right back.